from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. We begin our program this afternoon with today's tumultuous presidential elections in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. With this vote, for the first time, Nigerians will be handing over power from one civilian elected president to another. But dozens of people have died in election violence. Just today, troops shot and killed three boys during a protest, and there were reports of serious voting irregularities. NPR's Ofabia Quist-Arkton is in Lagos and joins me now. Ofabia, how widespread was the trouble today?
It depends where you were in the country. The last-minute addition of the vice president's name as an opposition presidential candidate means that even as polling stations were meant to be opened, they were trying to get the ballot papers into more than 100,000 polling centers around the country. But it seems that not all polling stations either received the presidential ballots or the ballots for their National Assembly lawmakers. So a lot of people are saying this is not a good election.
What happened in those polling places where people were not able to get a ballot?
A lot of frustration and pockets of violence, though nothing compared with the 50 people killed last week. But the whole day started on a bad note. The National Election Commission headquarters in the capital, Abuja, were apparently the target for a petrol tanker attack. But the fuel tanker, which was laden with fuel and apparently explosives, didn't actually hit its target because it got stopped short by a power pole.
Tell us a little bit about the candidates. How many are running for president and who is thought to be able to win this election?
25 candidates in the end, but really three front runners. The governing parties candidate. He's called Umaru Ar-Adua, and he was a governor in Katsina State in the north. All three main candidates are Muslim from the north. The opposition contenders, the main ones, are former military leader Muhammadu Buhari, and then the other one is the current outgoing vice president, Atiku Abubakar, who has become the arch political rival and enemy of the president. So we'll see who wins and whether the vote will be accepted by the people, by the observers, and, of course, by the authorities.
When are the results expected?
We're told that they should really be in, or a lot of them, by Monday, but, of course, they may be challenged because of the irregularities.
Ofabia, given the troubles that you've been reporting on over the past week, along with the corruption and poverty that you've reported on in Nigeria, what are Nigerians hoping for from this election?
You know, almost every Nigerian I have spoken to says what they want is reliable electricity. This is a country that has human potential, that has natural resources, but can't provide light for its people. They want simple things. They want paved roads. They want good education. And they feel that this election campaign has been all about political personalities and political egos and political bickering and not enough about the issues and the priorities for Nigeria.
NPR's Ofabia Quist-Arkton. We reached her in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.